That was a really bad start, but I welcome you sincerely to episode number 300 of Sweet But Salty. I cannot believe it, but the bliss point of podcasts has reached the bliss point. No, has actually reached another high, another milestone. Because 300 episodes is just insane. I started Sweet But Salty in early 2021 during the pandemic, and now it's 5.5 years later, and here we are, 300 episodes of me talking about stuff. And I mean, I had some guests, but not a lot. I think there are 5 or 6 episodes where I had guests. And I really enjoy talking to all of them. And I really enjoy talking to you and to myself, essentially, because it allows me to reflect a lot. And it just feels right to be doing this. And I feel like euphoria is a fitting title for this episode. I want to quickly tell you about the meaning and the root of the word euphoria. So, eu in Greek means good, well, or easily. And phero means to bear, to carry, to endure. So essentially, euphoria means, if you translate it word by word, the power of enduring easily or a state of well-being. And I'm definitely in a state of well-being. And lately, I mean, in today's terms, euphoria means an intense feeling of happiness and excitement. And I definitely feel that right now because I'm so excited to be talking to you and to be bringing you another episode that is filled with joy and things to share. And yeah, even if nothing happens other than you feeling euphoric after listening to this episode, I think it has already done what it was supposed to do and it has served its purpose. And I feel like a lot of things in life are linked to joy because I think we're taught from a very early age on that you need to work hard and you need to be, you know, very ambitious and just set yourself big goals and follow them. And lately, I have made the opposite experience because while I was pushing and while I was being very disciplined and, let's say, pushing myself beyond my limits and beyond what felt good to me, I was not centered. I was not in a state of flow. I was not in a state of well-being. So I was not euphoric and I was not feeling satisfied. And I was really burnt out and drained. And now that I have quit my job to pursue art, I feel like I'm experiencing a lot more synchronicities. If you don't know what that is, a synchronicity is basically, I'll give you an example. You think of someone and they call you within an hour or so. Or you ask for a sign from the universe and suddenly you see a post or a graffiti that says, if you're looking for a sign, this is it. So things like that are called synchronicities and they happen to me a lot lately. I was not expecting that at all. I was thinking that the moment I become, I wanted to say homeless, so I'm not homeless, but the moment I become unemployed, I would feel like I needed another safe, you know, job to pay the bills. And I'm not excluding that from, you know, my plan for life because I feel like it's good to have a reliable source of income. But on the other side, this freed up a lot more time to work on my art. And I'm doing it in a very healthy way, I would say. I work on it between 1 and 2 hours every single day. So I'm trying to be very focused while I work on it. And I usually sense that I need a break after about an hour. So I take that and then I either do 1 or 2 drawing sessions a day because I mainly draw realistically or surrealistically. And I must say it's a lot of fun. I enjoy drawing so much because it makes me euphoric because it's a state of working that requires you to be concentrated, but at the same time relaxed. So you focus on what you are drawing and making it perfect, but at the same time, you're kind of relaxed and your mind wanders around and has some freedom to explore whatever it wants to explore. So it's kind of like a living meditation or like a live meditation where you are actually taking action and seeing results. So I love it. I love it so much. And recently, I've also started working out more, which I feel is the right thing for me to do. I was struggling with fatigue and vertigo and just very low blood pressure. So I often feel like I'm fainting almost, which is not a good feeling, and it doesn't make you feel strong. And I started with really light movement that I'm mainly doing on a mat. And I must say, it totally helps to make me feel more active and strong. So I really, really like that, and I really enjoy that. And I also released one episode that was called Why Things Work Out When You Do. And I must say, it's definitely true. Working out aids your recovery in whichever aspect you want. If you're recovering mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally, working out will be somewhat of a cure. Not the cure, but it will aid your betterment. Is that a word? Betterment? I don't know. But it will aid in making you feel a lot better. So I'm just feeling joy in my heart and soul today. And I want to say a big, in fact, a huge thank you to everyone listening. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here and for supporting Sweet But Salty. If you like this episode and haven't already, please subscribe to my podcast and rate it wherever you're listening. I know 300 episodes are a lot, but the positive thing is they're not connected to each other. So it's not like you're missing out on stuff if you don't listen to one episode. You can always come back and listen to them randomly and enjoy them while you're drawing, for example, or doing other things. So I'm just very, very happy that I'm doing this and that little me 5 years ago decided to do this. So yeah, thank you so much again. I will catch you very soon, next Sunday, in fact, and stay tuned until then. Bye.